in the world would you want to keep these people around? I don't even want to live in the same... I don't even want to live on the same continent with these people. In any event, Jason Jones says, most major Catholic commentators on the border crisis have for decades played the part of Judas, offering impersonal and meaningless kisses to the image of God imprinted on every raped, massacred, and ignored victim of our unsecured border. I think that this border thing is going to turn out to be the number one issue. What's going to be the border and the economy? It's going to be Bill Clinton, 1992. It's the economy, stupid, all over again. This is the Crusade Radio Network. Those are going to be your two big issues. Now, I haven't seen this ad. Maggie, you have that Crisis Magazine article still pulled up? Can you, if you go to the third paragraph, I won't spoil the video, he says, by dissecting and summarizing it in print. Instead, I ask that you please stop and watch it now. Can we show that to our Crusade TV audience when you can get it queued up? Because I'm just curious as to see what the Protect the Vulnerable video might say. To fully appreciate how important a video like Catholic Votes is, remember that conservative addressing border security with this kind of heart and empathy for the vulnerable would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. The rates of illegal immigration under Joe Biden are unprecedented, but in a way, there's nothing new about most of the debates on the topic for 20 years. And while it's now finally coming to a head and full view of the public eye, politicians long ago began turning the border into a lawless war zone ruled by cruel crime syndicates. Now, if you don't know what this is, let me explain a little bit of what he's talking about, what he's writing about here. How many of you know what the Sinaloa cartel is? If you were to go back in time 20 years ago, almost every American could tell you and would know what the Medellin cartel was. Medellin was a cartel responsible for importing most of the cocaine and marijuana and what have you here, you know, garden variety, kind of consumer-level drugs back in the day. Well, the Sinaloa cartel is primarily the cartel that is responsible for manufacturing and importing fentanyl. Now, it is said, because every time I mention it, somebody will send me a piece of hate mail, a little correct-y-correct or some petty fucking mail. You don't know you're talking about. They don't make the fentanyl in Mexico. They make it here in the United States. They only smuggle it. They just stick the ingredients over here in the U.S. It's an idiot pair of the American that make the fentanyl. And if you didn't catch that rant, it said most of the fentanyl is made here in America, and they just get some of the raw product or some of the raw material to make it from the Sinaloa cartel. Who cares? If there's no Sinaloa cartel, either A, you don't have the drug, or B, you don't have the raw material to make the drug, primarily. I'm not saying they can't get it from another source. Remember, there was a massacre about a year ago or so ago in a little town or a little area in Texas called Cleveland, Texas. And somebody went crazy and shot up a party or whatever and killed a couple of children. And I want to say it was two kids and three adults or three kids and two adults. It's been a year since I did the story. I didn't have him on the show, but I talked to my friend Dwayne Stovall, who ran against John Cornyn for the U.S. Senate. Back in 2012, and he lives in or near, because it's either Cleveland County and the town is Liberty, or it's Liberty County and the town is Cleveland. I think it's Liberty County and the town is Cleveland. I've been there. I actually spoke there once at an event that Dwayne had. And Dwayne told me, he goes, and those of you who might remember Dwayne, I'll do my best, Dwayne. Oh, Mac, you just don't know, man. The Sinaloa cartel, they didn't live nearby, man. They live in that neighborhood. It's theirs. Yeah, they went in there and started buying all them houses up in there, and the new ones, and even some of the old ones, and a bunch of people just got scared, and they moved out, man. The cartel's there. It's all over Texas, but it's certainly in right there in Cleveland, and those people were shot by cartel members. People don't understand this, man. And Dwayne was telling me this. We had a phone conversation. I'm going like, the cartels are like, they own a little town? He goes, yeah. He goes, this is real stuff. I mean, this is not movie stuff. They actually come in and they freaking take over. So this is what Trump was talking about. I'm going to play you the clips. Trump says he's going to shut the cartels down. And then he's going to order a naval blockade. Remember me telling you that what Congress ought to do is issue letters of mark and reprisal against the members and the leadership of the Sinaloa cartel. Let Blackwater do the rest. Let the former special ops that dot the American countryside out there and give gun accuracy and shooting lessons all over the place, let them take care of it. Put in a letter, basically you put a bounty on their head. And so when I heard Trump say this yesterday, you know, my first thought was, okay, Mr. President, or if you're going to become president again, then do it the right way. Get the backing from Congress. Pretend like this is the Barbary Coast Pirates. You're Thomas Jefferson. It's 1803. There's a major problem on the Barbary Coast and in the port of Tripoli in Libya. And you need land forces and you need naval forces that are serious about this to take out the problem. And it sounds to me like someone has told Trump that that's what needs to happen. Is that commercial good? Well, let's here. Back to the Catholic vote immigration commercial that Jason Jones says is so good. Here you go. Sounds like I saw a video. All right, I tell you what. I'll play it and during the timeout because they just published this story this morning. I'll play it during the timeout, and I'll screen it for you. In any event, going back to what Trump said yesterday, while he was flanked by the chiefs of police and sheriffs from a couple dozen counties across the Michigan Amberways of Agriculture, was pledging that he was going to get justice, where there's another young woman who's now been killed. She was beaten up, raped, left for dead on the side of the road. She was still alive, and ultimately she died. And this was in Michigan. And then, of course, he talked about the what was the child's name? I'm trying to remember her name. It's Ruby Garcia. I think I want to say Ruby Garcia. He talked about Lake and Riley. And about how I came here just, I was going to say it, I'm going to get justice for the parents of Lake and Riley, and now I have to add beautiful Ruby Garcia to the list here to get justice for. And he talked about Biden's bloodbath. This story is going to progress and get worse. It's not going, as I said a month or so ago, it's not going to get any better. This is a huge, I don't think people are realizing just how big this problem is. On the books, there were 9.6 million migrants tagged and released last year. That's just what's on the books. 9.6 million.